Hey guys.
Hey Grace.
Oh my fucking God.
Grace, it's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you on an amazing Friday.
I know. We do record on Friday often.
Yeah, ultimately, actually, we've mostly recorded on Fridays. Although this does feel like unusual for some reason.
It feels like a real Friday because it's 70 degrees, or it will be.
Really?
Yeah.
Yesterday was 70, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to be a real, like, beautiful spring day. I'm excited.
I needed that.
I know.
God knows I needed that.
Wait, I want to take off my glasses.
Okay. Could you guys hear that? He's prettier now.
I am prettier now. I'm done with the glasses, by the way.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm over it.
For all recordings?
Well, maybe. I just got fitted for contacts, so I'm ready to kind of...
I can't wait for that.
I know.
If you get contacts, I'll get blue contacts.
Will you? Not say anything about
it. I'll go full blue eye.
Like, and I'll be like, your eyes look different. And you're like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, I'm just not wearing my glasses, Joe. Fuck off. Well, today's an exciting episode.
Yeah.
Because we have an unbelievable guest.
Yeah. Oh, I am really excited.
People are outside the apartment screaming. We have from... two podcasts from Brooke and Connor Make a podcast, and even from her very own podcast, Obsessed. We have Brooke Abrick.
Woo!
Hey, Brooke.
You guys are too good to me. Thank you so much for having me.
God, of course. We forgot to mention your EGOT.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you said you wanted to lay low today.
Yeah, I'm laying low.
Very humble. Very humble.
Always, always the most humble.
Well, thanks for being on our podcast.
I know. And thanks for walking up 4 flights of stairs to my apartment.
Oh, my God. I honestly needed that exercise. Right. I've gotten like 200 steps total in the past week. So
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
that
know what?
Flights is like 200.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Like the first flight is like really narrow and
really
steep.
Long. I thought that was the top when I got to the end of that. There was like more. I was pleasantly surprised to find out there was more waiting for me.
Right. Kind of like extra credit at the end.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yay.
You know, weirdly, Joe, in the last like my step, I got a notification on my phone, you guys, that my stairs steps are higher than usual.
Oh, really?
And I think it is because we've been recording here.
Wait, isn't that weird when like your phone knows that?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a separate stairs section.
It's told me that over the last like 2 weeks, I've been going up 20 flights of stairs a day as opposed to 10.
Whoa.
That's why my ass looks so good.
Yeah, I was thinking that when I walked in.
Yeah, your butt does look different.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Do you have any sort of like Apple Watch or anything?
No. And I was going to ask you, do you think that the like phone health app is accurate with your steps?
Like,
I don't know.
I want to think so.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't think that's right. Cause I feel like I move a lot more than what it says.
Yeah. I feel that way too.
Oh,
because I've started taking a 3.5 mile walk in the morning to try and get some sort of outdoor time and exercise.
No, that's actually really good.
It says it's only 7,000 something steps.
No, that
there's
is
no way.
Not fair.
There's no
if
way.
If you're walking for an hour, that's got to be 10,000.
An hour.
That's 10.
That has to be, but you're right. It's not.
It's like
10,000 steps. I looked it up one time. It is like fully like 2 miles.
Wait,
which,
what?
That's wait, am it? I wrong?
I feel like it's
I was
more.
Walking like 3 something and got 7,000. And also my legs are like an inch tall. So it's like I should be getting.
Okay.
More, if that's how it works.
Yeah. We actually have had a conversation about this one time.
When we pulled out the health app from each of our phones.
And it tells us the difference in our step length. And it actually was not as different as you'd think. But I had to think about the effort. I had to think about the effort. Because Joe, okay, let's say we both walk. Our steps are 2 feet or something.
Yeah.
I'm huffing and puffing and he's just kind of.
It's not a big deal.
Nothing.
I want to see the difference between our step, me and Joe's step.
I know.
Because what's your height again?
I say I'm 5 foot, but four. I'm actually 4'11".
Whoa.
But I'm actually 4'10 and 3/4".
You know what? You don't seem that way at all.
That means the world. Thank you.
You have a much.
It's true.
Because believe it or not, I'm actually 6'6".
Whoa.
So you and I are a little different.
A little bit different. Right. Yeah. About a head and a half.
Not much.
And it's not bad.
And so I wonder, I bet actually our step isn't that different though.
Okay.
You're kind of, you're pausing.
That is giving me pause because I think your legs are like 3 of mine.
I know. I might. Yeah. One leg might be one of you.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's only one way to find out.
Right. A race.
And that's a race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Around the block. Yeah.
I'll meet you after this.
Microphone's down and we have to do a foot race.
We'll go to the track.
There's a half marathon happening here tomorrow. We could try that.
Wait, oh, really?
Is there really?
Uh-huh.
In Manhattan?
And by tomorrow, I mean Sunday. Yeah.
That's okay. Tomorrow. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
If it's Friday, tomorrow's Sunday.
Yeah.
That's okay to say.
Yeah. Somewhere around here.
Really?
In New York City.
Hmm.
Do you think you could just do a half marathon?
There's actually, like, no.
I don't think
so. I'm positive.
So.
I cannot run. Like, my body, I wasn't born being
able. I feel like you can walk it,
I wasn't born being able to run.
Can't you? Yeah. You walk, what was it?
Three.
Okay.
Okay, but
I can walk for an hour and then I feel sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But a half marathon is 13 miles, right?
That's so long.
That, I've thought about a marathon. I've thought about how long it would take me. And, like, frankly, my run and my walk, ultimately, guys, the exact
same speed. Hard, exactly.
Yeah. The exact same speed. Isn't that crazy? I'll be on a treadmill and I'm like, the fact that I could run or walk right now is crazy.
Like, I think I might be slower running.
That's how slow I am.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, same.
When and someone's so, like, I was really bad. I only did like a 5:45 mile. I'm like, what? When people talk about running like that.
I know.
I'm like, you're running like a car. You're as fast as a car right now. Yeah. Like,
frankly.
5:45 a mile?
Yeah. Frankly, I think I'm like I think I'm 20 minutes per mile.
Yeah.
And so when I did do that quick math, a marathon would take me 8 to 9 hours.
That feels
short.
I know. I thought that's how long they are supposed to take.
Really?
I don't know.
But okay, if you start at 7 a.m.,
uh-huh.
You'd be done at 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it takes people like 3 hours.
Yeah, sometimes it's fast.
Maybe it would take me longer, though.
I think it would take me a few days.
Yeah, I think so, too. I thought about doing a 5K the other week.
I would cheat.
I would like have to spend like some time in the hospital maybe or urgent care nearby and then get back on the street.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, I know.
You can just kind of run into a marathon if you really want.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to take you down.
If you just joined in.
Yeah. What? That's not a cop's job.
To stop you from exercising?
No.
No.
Right.
I don't think so.
So that could be something that you do while you're in New York, Brooke.
I'll definitely consider it.
Just pop into the half.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, you're already seeing Broadway shows. You might as well pop in a half marathon.
I might as well get the whole city experience.
Have you been here? Have you like visited New York a lot before?
Yeah, I grew up in Philly.
Okay.
Oh, right.
So I came all
that's
the time.
That's not New York, by the way.
I know that's not New York, but it is an hour and a half
it's
on the train.
It's very close by.
It's quite close.
It's so close.
It is close.
I could walk here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could. If I could.
In theory.
You could, in theory,
in
walk
that mood,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
hello.
Don't mind. Yeah, yeah.
No, there was a like horror anthem playing outside of my window last night. Like ice cream truck, but like more sinister.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's just something I've been thinking
about.
What
do you think what was it?
I think it was just like an ice cream truck, but maybe. Gone wrong.
Yeah.
And it was like 30 minutes
prolonged. You know what it could have been? Because I've been seeing these all around lately is like weed trucks.
Oh.
Like trucks that look like ice cream trucks and they're just selling like weed that I couldn't even trust if I tried.
Right.
I've seen those. I feel like, do they really have weed?
Yes.
I don't think I want my weed from a vehicle.
But that's the thing is like weed is legal now. So I'm like.
Right.
I started to feel bad for drug dealers a little bit.
Yeah.
It is sad that they're being put out of business.
It is. I mean, it's just like what an amazing like entrepreneurial position that
like
they got themselves into.
I feel like people that deal are like they can still sell weed. Like it's just.
Right. Maybe for cheaper.
I guess for cheaper.
It's competitive. It's different. A different business model.
Right. I just hope that they aren't then encouraged to go into harder drugs and get themselves.
I was literally going to say like maybe they should try something else. And then I stopped myself.
I know.
Just you're like, I've encouraged my friends to sell cocaine.
Yeah.
And they're doing really well.
They're doing fine. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's a slippery slope, honestly.
It's like that show High Maintenance. Did you ever watch that?
No.
That's sounding so familiar.
It was HBO, right?
It was HBO. It was about a drug dealer or weed dealer. And it was like cute little vignettes. Each episode was different. It was a different story of somebody buying weed.
Right.
And it was like cool or it was fun. It was interesting. Yeah. It was very like 2013.
Yeah.
You know
I've seen,
I mean?
I would
edgy.
Say five episodes because we randomly know comedians who were on it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I guess not randomly. That was a distinctive choice.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely intentional.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never bought drugs before ever.
That's interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't say the same for myself.
I've never brought anything from Wait, illegally.
That's not really? True. I have bought drugs. Yeah.
So you've bought like weed in California.
Right. Because I only started smoking weed once I moved out there. Right. And it was legal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before that, I was like, I'll never touch marijuana.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
Yeah. Did you like when you were a kid, did you ever have a moment where you were like, I'll never do this ever?
Literally like my every waking morning, I was like, yeah, I can't believe there's a world that people would touch that substance.
I have a diary entry where I'm like, I actually can't believe people want to drink alcohol.
Believe people would be so stupid to put their life at risk.
Yeah.
But it made me so angry. I was like on my feet clapping during DARE class.
That's yes. So funny. Oh my God.
Now can't fall asleep without weed.
Wait, did totally. You have a class? You had like a class on it?
Oh, yeah.
Public like once school a week, or private school?
Private.
Yeah.
Once a week, we had our DARE officer come in.
Wait,
and
what?
Yes.
I could have really used that.
Oh, yeah. And we had to sign something that's like, I'll never do drugs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know when you have to sign something at how old were you? Like 10?
Yep.
Yeah. Also, it was young.
Yeah. Okay. Fifth grade.
Because I was going to say, if once you're in high school, there's... Obviously, there are people who are doing drugs.
Right.
Yeah. You need it then. You need to do the DARE class.
That's when I know, but they know that they need to get you when you're 10.
I know. I guess so. When I was 10. Go ahead.
I remember when it was such a thing for people to wear DARE shirts, like, ironically.
Yeah.
I wore mine with my whole chest.
Yeah, not an ounce of irony there at all.
Not at all.
Wow.
You've never bought drugs?
No, I have. I bought mushrooms.
Yeah, okay.
But that I did that once. And I've seen people buy drugs before, like friends of mine. But I've never been the one to like initiate it.
Yeah. In hindsight, I'm kind of like, it's actually crazy that I bought drugs before.
I'm not saying this because I'm some like goody two shoes. I think it's just that I'm lame. Like, I just think I'm not cool.
I think that there's actually something missing in my brain. That is why I've bought drugs. Because ultimately, you're in a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
But I'm not a risk taker, really. I think I just like drugs.
Yeah,
and
there
that's
we go.
Totally fine.
And it's totally okay. Fine. Yeah, it's cool for that to be a personality.
It
trait.
Is
100%.
Always has been
100%.
Okay, so now you smoke weed before bed.
Yeah, I have to. I didn't bring mine. To New York because I'm scared that the dogs were gonna sniff my weed pen out.
Oh, right.
And I like haven't slept.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You need to get yourself some weed.
I know.
Girl.
I think I truly will do that today.
That's why that weed truck is outside your hotel.
I mean, it was calling to me. Literally and I was too stupid to recognize it.
Right. Sometimes you just need a friend to say, put the links together for you and say,
thank you so much for putting the puzzle pieces.
Yes.
When I couldn't.
That's God saying, buy drugs now.
You're in New York at the right time because actually at this point, in the last 6 months, every other storefront is a weed store now.
I know. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. It's really bizarre.
Wait, I did go to a weed store once and buy weed at a store in LA. And it was so intense. It was kind of like
very intense.
Do you remember where it was?
No. Okay. Whenever I'm in LA, east of a certain point, I'm like, I have no idea where I am.
Oh, of course.
At all.
I'll never know where I am.
Right. That's Do you have a specific weed store that you go to?
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
It's like one of those. It's like buy one joint, get 16 for free.
Yes. Whoa.
Yeah. But like the 16 that are for free are like, you can't trust them per se.
Really?
I still do.
Yeah.
But they are like cotton candy type.
I see.
Just something you don't want.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get rid of.
I think ultimately weed, believe it or not, doesn't need to be flavored.
No.
100%.
It can totally be weed. I think what's so special about it, and I wish that weed knew this about herself, is that she's from the earth.
Yeah, it doesn't need much.
You know?
But then when you vape, I feel like people do like to vape.
Yeah.
I used to vape nicotine, so I guess I did buy drugs.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess so, in a way.
Is nicotine a drug?
Yeah.
On hundo.
Yeah, but caffeine is also a drug too, right?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything's a drug if you make it a drug.
And right. I'm on Wellbutrin. I'm on antidepressants. So.
Me too. Okay, there you go.
That feels like crap. Sorry.
We were just talking before about, we started recording about like how like, how like you're not supposed to say crack.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I said this.
I say it all the time.
We're like, you're not supposed to say crack.
You
know why I think about this? Because there's this like, do you know Momofuku?
Is it a restaurant?
It's like a restaurant, but they have like milk bar.
Okay,
milk bar.
Yes. Oh, you're right.
Milk bar. They used to have crack pie.
Right. Yes.
And then they changed the name. You can't say crack pie anymore.
I understand like a corporation doing that.
But I'm maybe. Not. A, you're not a corporation.
But we're not corporations.
So no, we can
we're
say not. It's like crack.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you can say it's like crack.
I think you can say crack. To me, I can't. It's not a slur.
It's not a slur. It's not a slur.
Is it like making light of a serious?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Yes.
I suppose. Yeah. So.
That's the. I guess well, that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Crack you, pie makes more sense. You and you are right. They did change the name.
They changed
I think.
The name to some to saying addicting pie or something.
Also, have you had that milk bar? Like, I remember the first time I had crack pie. Actually,
I was like 18,
and I was like, ooh.
And it is.
Yeah, it's good. I made it, by the way. I cooked it. I made.
You secured the secret recipe.
Yes, I made it, and it was what? Like not worth it. It's like the kind of thing where you're not. Like, why would I ever do this again?
Wow. Do you like yeah. bake and cook and stuff?
I don't normally bake, but I cook. Yeah.
I feel like you can kind of do it all.
Yeah.
You can fix your dishwasher and.
I know. The dishwasher thing is really getting to me.
I know. Well, my dishwasher is broken. Just listeners, so you know, my dishwasher is broken. Brooke came over, saw my apartment for the first time, and I have a dishwasher. She commented on it, but it's broken, and I'm fixing it.
She didn't just comment. She complimented.
Yeah, I did.
There we go.
I adore it. I adore it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you not have a dishwasher in Los Angeles?
I do,
all places?
But I'm trying to move, and there are so many places that don't.
That's
and also
surprising
so
me.
Many places that don't have fridges. Like, it's BYO fridge.
What?
Yeah, you have to buy your own. Like, they'll have the, like, plug in the space, but they're like, you need to bring your own.
Do you have you thought about like, well, what if I bought an adorable fridge?
Not for 1 second.
Yeah, that's not money you want to spend.
No, you don't want to spend.
No, I literally like don't care what my fridge looks like. I'm fine with one of those just like old white ones too.
I know.
BYO fridge is I actually kind of prefer.
I know. Sometimes with the new ones, I'm like, oof, they don't look cute.
No, the metal. Like I like more of like an old.
Yes.
Like charming
my fridge,
look.
My fridge is metal. You can't see it.
Yeah, but. I don't like the metal. Are you a magnets on the fridge person?
That's a good question. I'm magnets to hold up pictures, but I would never like be at a store and be like, this is a magnet I need to get for my
right.
fridge.
Yeah. Right.
I like stickers more so.
Okay. Oh. On the fridge?
No, sorry.
It's okay.
I think we can totally edit that out.
Yeah, we'll edit that
please
out.
Edit that out.
Since you just kind of lied, we can edit that out.
A little bit
Brooke.
Of a lie, but I have stickers on my computer.
Okay, that's different though. I feel like
but
the computer.
But that's like controversial.
Really?
Okay, when did you get this computer?
Too recently, I feel
okay,
like.
Okay, and so you
I feel like I'm
put
too
the
old
stickers
to be doing.
On recently.
Yes, Grace, yes.
You have a joie de vivre, that's
it's
why.
It's like a joie de vivre, kind of.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to do things like that, where you have, suddenly you're kind of like dabbling, and like, I use stickers now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's
I'm a sticker adult, and I don't care who knows
proud.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the stickers that you have on?
I don't even like they're not even important to me.
They're like random, like
they're just
from
like
a
random
Patagonia.
Brands will send like granola, and I'm just like, oh, like this
get,
means the world to me.
I
and I'll put
so
it on
so many stickers. It's like, why are you giving me stickers?
Well, see, that's you know why I'm mean? Actually happy to hear that you're a sticker person.
Yeah,
is because when you buy things these days, like even my olive oil, that brand Graza, I think
they
sent a
send
sticker.
Me stickers. Yeah,
and it's like, guys, I'm not gonna. This is to me. I thought this is gonna go in a landfill.
Totally.
So thank God we have environmentalists like you.
Yeah, thank you for noticing that. I did. I was at a store the other day, and they had like stickers and. At the cash register, and I simply just picked one up and put it in my purse because obviously, just like brands give you stickers, so this one was free.
Yeah,
called me out right then and there for blatantly shoplifting in front of her because it was like,
were they charging for the
$3?
What?
Yep.
Why?
Hell if I know. Like trying to milk me for every cent I had.
Here's what I'll say. If I ever sold stickers, they would also be $3.
That is to me insane. That's like saying, do you want to buy an advertisement that we will use your body and merchandise for?
You're so right.
It's like,
that's what stickers are in a way.
It is.
Yeah.
You're a billboard.
Your sweet independent bookstore too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Not so sweet.
Jesus
no, I'll never
Christ.
Go back.
No, don't go back. I hope that Amazon, you know, runs them out of business.
Yeah. And I'll be getting my
you're
books at Barnes and Noble.
A lot of small stores.
I constantly say that. Yeah.
I do too. I feel horrible, but not enough, clearly.
Yeah. I actually will just say that I did go an entire, like, I think 18 months without shopping at Amazon.
Whoa.
From between like 2021 to 2023 ish.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then it came back worse than ever.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It was full blown relapsed, and I realized it's an addiction.
Where were you getting your essentials. Like you were just leaving the apartment.
I kind of was leaving my apartment.
Wow.
During the pandemic? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoa. Because it was when I had just moved to New York.
I see.
And in Chicago, I couldn't really walk to anything. I could like walk to a Target maybe.
Right.
And in New York, you could walk anywhere.
Right.
So I was like. So you were taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Interesting.
I know.
Good for you.
I do feel guilty.
Well, but now, no.
I feel guilty using Amazon, like buying stuff. But really, it's just like, what is the alternative? I go to Target. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Isn't that basically the same? Right?
Good
that
question.
That is.
Probably.
Honestly, right? True. I mean.
Where am I going to go out into the land to go harvest the paper
towel? Why
don't towel?
You forage some yeah. body lotion?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess maybe it's like also the amount of Amazon trucks that are contributing.
I see.
But I could have just made that up.
No, but you sounded legit.
Thank you.
And also I just saw a photo of some random Amazon building being built like in a place where like it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't have been.
Like a
forest
reserve.
But besides that, it really is fine.
Besides that, it's perfect.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's totally cool if we get sponsored by Amazon after this.
I also think if you feel guilty about doing something, it kind of cancels it out.
Yeah.
100%.
You know what I mean?
I feel guilty like And I'm so sorry, like, if I'm going to get canceled for one thing, it's fine if it's this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm obsessed with Barnes & Noble, and, like, I won't go anywhere else.
That's fine.
Wait, why would you get canceled
Because, like, people are like, oh, support your independent bookstore, and it's like, I literally can't.
I feel like Barnes & Noble is now on the level of an independent bookstore
like
because they are so struggling.
Because of Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True. Maybe I'm doing,
you're
like,
actually
a
doing
huge
a
public service.
100%.
That, to me, feels similar to people being like, go to local movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, do you want me to leave with a broken back?
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to pay for an expensive seat.
Well, yeah.
So
like, it feels similar. Like, it is still,
okay.
You're still like seeing a movie in theaters. You're still buying a real book.
100%. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I feel great now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I love the idea of you being canceled for going to Barnes & Noble.
And it, like, if that's the way to go, like, by all means, take it.
Right. Yeah. I think that's cool. You
Thanks,
kind
Grace.
Of on your hands and knees being arrested for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, like, bury me there.
Did you ever hang out at, like, a Barnes & Noble? Did you ever do that?
I do that now.
Still? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because there are, like, nooks, right?
There's, like, the Barnes & Noble Cafe, which is, yes. like, literally, like, I want my wedding.
Oh, my God.
To be in the Barnes & Noble Cafe. And it's, like, also, it just, like, really regulates the system because, like, I literally have to poop every time I go to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's just, like, sometimes that doesn't always happen for me. And it's just, like, I need the Barnes & Noble air to kind of just, like, get me going for the day.
Right.
Some things really trigger it.
Yeah.
Some things really
there
trigger
There is a, like, stale air part aspect of Barnes & Noble that I, like, love.
Yeah.
Love.
It's almost like, there's no wind. There's no movement of the oxygen particles.
That's right.
Thanks. And so there's something where you really can get a full breath in there.
Yeah.
And when you're thinking about it like that, like, books are made of paper, which is made from trees. You're sitting in the forest.
100%.
You're sitting outdoors.
And
that's
so
the
fresh.
Smartest thing I've ever heard.
Grace, that means the world.
Oh, my God.
Usually I'm like, I'm so dumb. It's like hard to listen to.
No. You've said a few.
I thought that out
you
before you got
some,
here.
Some facts.
You've
yeah.
said some next level things today already. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
That actually, I want to actually know the science. Like, does paper create oxygen in the same way trees does?
We can say yes. Until someone says no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If
right.
it's your truth, it's
that
the,
is
the truth.
And you can't
And
you
this
can't
podcast
argue with
you
that.
Can.
This no. podcast gets fact checked and then AI basically will voice over if we were
yeah, exactly,
incorrect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
So it's no problem.
Yeah, it's
we can
not
say
a
whatever
at all.
We want.
Wait, speaking of this podcast, should we talk about our topic?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Well, we have an amazing topic.
I do actually love the topic today.
It is
stuffed animals.
I'm so excited.
I'm so glad that you picked it. I did have a feeling you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
I have to know, obviously, do you have a number one stuffed animal from childhood and just your general relationship to stuffed animals?
I do have a number one.
Okay.
His name is Hodgepodge because that was his birth name. That was his birth name he was given.
By the
corporation
company?
That
totally.
He was born in. Yeah. It was
yeah.
like, you know, those Beanie Babies that had those tags.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was his.
So it's
yeah.
a Beanie Baby.
He's a Beanie Baby.
Oh,
yeah.
He is.
He's like Brand a little, I have a tattoo
baby.
Of him actually.
Oh my God.
Wait, oh my God.
Yeah. It's on this arm. There he is.
Oh
my,
God.
He's darling.
Oh, is it like,
wait, he's
it's
a French
like a dog.
It's a dog.
Oh
he's
my
a,
God.
He's
wait,
a
that's
It's hard to say. I don't think he's a species that exists
in the world.
He's tie dye, kind of like he's
oh,
like,
he's tie dye.
Oh, he's like a hodgepodge, if you will.
A tie dye beanie baby.
Different colors.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he's precious. I adore him. He's been with me through thick and thin. Yep.
Does he still have the tag?
Still sleep with him every night. Tag is gone.
Okay, good. Oof. That's how you know. That's
yeah.
But that's how you know he's yours.
He's weathered.
Yes.
To say the least. Good. Yeah. But
wait, how cute.
Yeah, I love him. Oh, and recently, like, I was obsessed with stuffed animals when I was young.
Yeah.
And recently it's coming back in a way that I hadn't expected it to at 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the most healing and comforting thing in the world.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
But it's like it is becoming like a little bit concerning. I was walking down Avenue A yesterday with a stuffed guinea pig.
Yeah, that you had just
a
bought.
New one?
I needed it. Yeah, my friend got it for me, which was really sweet.
Wow,
just
that
because
is
of
so
the
cute.
New.
Was
guinea
it like
pig's
out
hamster,
in the
right?
open?
Out in the open, like cradling it like a baby.
Wow.
I can guarantee you, not the weirdest thing that you'll see on Avenue A.
Yeah,
definitely.
No, that is
true. Like, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah.
Did you have a number one stuffed animal?
I did, and I still have it. Like, well, I don't have it, but whenever I'm at my mom's house, I see it.
Yeah.
And it's not a Beanie Baby. It's like something else. And it's this little dog. They're a dog, another dog. But it's like a dog with those big ears. It kind of looks like Pluto, but
like a basset hound kind of
maybe,
thing.
Maybe, but like a baby
cute.
One. And then it has this absolutely hideous hat. That is like this round, like teal colored hat on its head. It's absolutely hideous.
Oh,
disgusting.
My God. That sounds precious,
it's
though.
So
you'd
perfect.
Say that to his face, huh?
I did.
Yeah.
I needed to get that out.
Right.
And it's so beautiful to me. And I wanted to take it, but then I was kind of like, you know what? I'm going to leave this here so that it's a nice surprise whenever I come back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because if I take it with me, it'll lose its spice.
Yeah. Je ne sais quoi.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm assuming like... does it scare you, the idea of losing your hodgepodge?
I had lost him in the past.
And you feel, do you feel
for
like
3 years.
Do you feel like you couldn't just buy a replacement, obviously?
No. God, no. I can't even, like, I used to take him in the bath with me. Like, he
Whoa.
Is.
Oh, my God.
So irreplaceable. What color is he at this point?
There's more of like a brown
to
him.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
That wasn't always there. Yeah.
Antique quality.
Like it's right. like, yes, very antique,
yes.
musty. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. I wouldn't even put him in the wash now because it's like,
no.
I don't think he would,
no,
would survive.
You I mean, whenever you see like a stuffed animal that's been in the wash, you could tell.
You can tell.
You could tell because they've lost, I mean, half
Every,
their weight.
The whole charm. Yeah, exactly. Did you have a stuffed animal?
So, no.
Whoa.
It's actually crazy.
That's interesting.
I was thinking about this on my walk over. Like, there were stuffed animals on my bed that, like, you know, family friends or aunts or something had gotten for me. And I would literally, when it was time to get ready for bed.
Throw them.
Take them off.
Wow.
And I would put them on the ground. I never.
With a swipe
I
of
had
a hand.
No relationship to them. And the reason I think, in hindsight, it's so weird is because, like, I do love physical touch.
Mm.
And, like, I'm a cuddly person.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, why did it never resonate?
Yeah.
I guess I just was such a realist.
Maybe you were just over it. Yeah, you were.
It's
you were like,
weird,
show, give me the real thing. Yeah.
My brother had a stuffed animal that I did resonate with. Like, I just loved it because it was a lion that's tail was completely burnt off. Because the tail, like, was on my brother's lamp at one point and then, like, essentially burst into flames.
Aww.
And now, like, I mean, I haven't seen that stuffed animal in a long time, but... I think so fondly of him.
Totally.
But I'm like, it's weird I never cuddled with anything.
Yeah. I guess I didn't.
Yeah.
Did you cuddle with yours? I guess you took baths with yours.
Yeah. I don't. Honestly, like, it's like this big.
Yeah.
So it's I like guess it's not really. It was more of just like a holding.
Totally.
I was holding it like.
It's hard to cuddle with
someone
like that.
Yeah.
You know what? That's kind of a testament too. Sometimes you're actually too small to be the small spoon.
Yeah.
I know.
I think I was just like kind of talking to them more than anything else
that
in my
makes
head.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not really like intimate like that physically. It's more kind
of
like.
It's like an emotional connection more of a physical
practical.
One. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very kind of. I do have this huge stuffed bear. That I had when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And my mom got it for my brother, sister, and I so that we could beat it. That was
like if
what,
you were angry to get the anger out. Yeah.
And it's like, why did you get a cute stuffed bear?
Right.
But it was like the size of a child. It was huge.
Oh my God.
And then we didn't beat it, obviously, because we're like, why would we beat this?
You think she was just animal? Like testing to see if you were a psychopath?
Maybe. I don't know. But then we started dressing it up in outfits, and then it really took on a kind of, then it was kind of, we could cuddle that.
Right.
Because it was so big, it was kind of like a bed.
Oh, okay. Well, that reminds me of, I had a definite affair with Build-A-Bear.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I forgot about this. I had three birthdays in a row at Build-A-Bear.
We have to talk about
heaven
this.
On earth.
But again, I never like, I enjoyed the costume design in a way.
Yes.
And filling it with like, oh my God, being able to put
the heart, kissing the heart.
Oh my God.
Nothing like it. Make a wish and then giving it that air bath.
I would do that. Oh, the air bath.
Oh, I have like the hairs on my arms are standing up.
Literally, me too. I have goosebumps all over my body thinking about this.
We have to go.
We have to go. And then like hugging it after they stuffed it. And do you want more stuffing? Less stuffing?
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I had birthday parties there. So I have like group photos of me and like 8 friends like with our Build-A-Bears.
Every time I was there, I was always like, I'm going to make a bear that no one's ever made before. I'm going to make a bear that's never been done before.
It's just like a bear with a soccer jersey, but a baseball bat.
Yeah, it's like a soccer jersey and a police hat. it's like so, oh man, but I loved it so much.
And the birth certificates, like I cannot.
Oh my God. And then the little cage that it like, that dome, the like the box.
It was a house.
The cardboard house. Cage. The cardboard house cage.
The prison you took it home in.
They were and are probably still perfect.
That is one of the best like inventions of all time. Like in terms of like a business.
God.
There's not many other businesses that have like kind of a statement like that.
No.
Like it's literally the statement is like love.
Yes. I forgot that you kiss the heart.
Kiss the heart.
And then put it in.
Am I making this up or did you like spin around or something or jump?
I don't remember.
I think you okay. Maybe that was a personal ritual.
They do other things there. Yeah. You're Build-A-Bear.
Did you ever get like the voice box to put in?
I never did, but that was cool.
Wait, so there's like you can have
someone or yourself like record a message and put it in the Build-A-Bear. And when you press its arm or something, that will come out.
Your Build-A-Bear was a little weird.
Well, I never did that, but this girl at my overnight camp had her mom like, I miss you. I love you. Have the best time. All throughout the night.
Oh, my God.
I miss you. I love you. I like really like that was the end of.
Wait, that's actually so funny.
This poor girl.
She was going through the ringer. Like
she was not doing well.
I felt horrible for her. Like it wasn't her summer.
That's so funny.
And I was, of course, like on the bottom bunk and she was on the top. Like, I literally think like I was going insane. Like, that's the closest I've been to breaking.
Also, like, imagine being that mom and like your kid tells you, like, I played it 50 times every night.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like, wait, what? Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like brutal.
Oh, man. Oh, but that's so precious. It's a little creepy that like it takes your voice.
Yeah.
And puts it in there as opposed to like some generic like.
Yeah, no, you would like voice. Record it. I remember people doing it because obviously that was an upgrade.
Totally.
It was for sure. I would say that.
And
was,
worth every penny.
That was at least a $20 edition.
How much single bear cost?
Probably like more than we could possibly know.
I want to think like 65, 70.
Totally.
What do you think? Maybe like I would say like the baseline, like bare minimum, like no clothes, no accessories, like 50.
Yeah.
And then everything kind of adds up.
Adds up. Yeah.
Right.
Whoa. Yeah. Worth it.
I did make my sister like I knit. Mm-hmm. So I like knit her this stuffed chicken.
Cute.
And I put because she's a freshman in college and she was homesick. Oh. So I did like I ordered one of those voice recording things. From Amazon and like do you guys know that like SNL sketch Tiny Horse with Timothée Chalamet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
we like both love that, so I sang that.
That's so cute.
Into the voice box and she'll have people over her dorm and they'll like sit on the chicken and it's just like me
That's thing. So that funny.
Is so funny.
So I feel horrible because like I'm doing to her roommate and her friends what was done to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and camp. She's not, and she's an adult.
And she's a grown right. woman. Yeah.
her roommate goes ahead and kills Timothy.
Yeah. Yeah. Her roommate's gonna break.
Wait, I want that. I want like a stuffed animal with like a voice recorder.
I'm just remembering that for my friend's birthday one year, I bought her a pillow with my face on it. And she like brought it to University of Michigan. And then people would like send me photos of like frat parties that like my pillow was at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was kind oh of my cool.
God. That is nice that it, you're was, there like, in a way.
Stanley in yeah. that way.
I still have this like, I went to like a million bar and bat mitzvahs and I still have a shirt from this guy's bar mitzvah who wasn't even in my grade at my house. And I every time I open the drawer like at my mom's house, I look and I'm like, what? And it's this guy's face like fully on this shirt. And I'm like, what is this? I don't even remember this guy at all. But I have so much like bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah.
That was our whole yeah. wardrobe
oh,
in
yeah.
seventh grade. Like, oh, all yeah. I wore was
oh my God, yeah.
bar and bat mitzvah
oh my God,
swag.
Like yes. a bucket hat with yep. my name in graffiti.
I want the airbrush. What I would do to go back, penne, marinara, bar, and then an airbrush.
Oh my God, and the chicken fingers too. Yeah. I wish I kept like my own giveaway.
That yeah. makes
like,
sense.
That would be
you
like a really.
It?
What was no. your giveaway?
Sweatpants.
Whoa.
Fuck.
That's
yeah,
actually
which
useful.
Was like cool.
That's smart.
That was yeah, like ahead of its time.
Because then people are kind of wearing it at like slumber parties.
Right.
Yes.
And are like, wait, who's this Brooke chick?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And there's like a million shirts, a million hats.
It was original. Oh it was merch, essentially.
And like the next Monday, oh my God, the politics of it all. When like the next Monday, everyone would come wearing.
Yes.
Stop. And like oh not God. Everyone was invited.
No, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. It's like, that's like oh. a tough moment.
How big
in
was your school, like in the grade?
Like 90.
Yeah, same. It was
and
like
what
100.
Was your how many friends did you have at your bat mitzvah?
I think I invited everyone.
Yeah. See, that's why. That's how you know see? You're a good person.
Yeah. Thank oh, you, God. Joe. Thank yeah. you. But like, and some people like I don't. Like necessarily blame them for like just wanting their friends, but yeah. then there were some people who just like were spiteful.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, of
like,
course.
At a certain point, it's like when you're inviting 70 of the 90, it's like
exactly.
I know that
what
was
difference?
Cruel.
Invite what difference? 10 or invite all 90.
Literally, right. yeah.
yeah, yeah. I remember there was this one girl in my grade who had like a huge pool, and she'd host these pool parties like twice a year,
yeah.
and she would. Consistently exclude people, and all the moms got together and were like, we're not gonna let our daughter come if you don't invite the three nerds that you keep excluding.
Whoa.
Wow.
They thought it was good just so them. Cruel.
Did they the should... nerds come?
I think that they ended up coming, and but it's like the daughter and the mom were just such bitches.
Oh my God.
That it was kind of like it was a lose-lose situation yeah. ultimately. You just had to enjoy the pool and take it for what it was.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Separate the pool.
Wait,
from
I
the
wish
owner.
That you still had your sweatpants.
I do too. And there was ones for the girls and ones for the boys, which now I probably would have just done
one
pair. Right.
Back then it needed.
Back then you had to. You had
yeah,
to
have obviously.
You literally had to, or like you sucked.
And the boys' sweatpants had to have like a gun on it.
Or they, it needed to have like, a gun. A basketball.
A basketball.
Right.
Like,
and the girls would have a bloody tampon.
Yeah, exactly. It needed to be like so.
Pink, bloody tampon. It was like, literally mine were like gray with like navy blue and pink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to, you know what you need to do? Hmm. You need to actually send like a BCC email and
oh my God,
say like,
find out.
You need to be like, if anyone still has a pair of sweatpants, yeah. I'll buy them from you.
That's smart.
Because someone does, because so many people have like hoarder parents and stuff.
True. I still have that shirt,
right,
you know?
See?
And what's crazy if like no one I know has them, like there are a few pairs like floating in the wilderness.
There's
like
yes.
someone gave them to Goodwill.
100%.
Yeah. Slash, I actually think that would be really funny merch for you now.
Oh my God.
I do. That could be fun merch to do like a bat mitzvah line.
Yes.
Yes.
An airbrush tee.
Stop. Okay. How fun that
airbrushed so cool.
bar mitzvahs was like, that's nationwide. Because
yeah.
we're talking LA to Philly. Like it was like. Airbrush artists, they probably thought it would last forever.
I mean, it's back. It's back now, I would say.
Is it?
Yeah, I see some cool,
yeah.
like airbrush stuff where it's like semi-ironic, like airbrush.
I guess so.
I do think like, just like in the Jewish tradition of it all, like how did we get there?
Right.
From like
yeah.
ancient times to airbrushing.
It's like graffiti.
You can draw a line, but it's...
Just like from reading the Torah to airbrushing and hats. Marinara bar.
Of yeah. course.
You know?
Where did that, how did Where that happen? Did,
yeah. I'd like to see like the evolution of it.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Wait, so your sister with the stuffed chicken, does mm-hmm. she, like, does she, do you think she actually plays it?
I do.
Yeah.
I think That's it's like, so cute. I think it's like a cute piece.
Right.
To yeah. have. It's like kind of like more decorative almost.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I'm yeah. jealous of people like you, like knitting and stuff, because yeah. ultimately it's like everyone knows it. A homemade gift is just better.
When did you start knitting?
I like knew how to knit when I was young, but never really cared about it.
Yeah.
And then during COVID, I was seeing people on TikTok knit, and one of my yeah. friends was knitting. And then I got into it and like totally. Learned how to make right. like sweaters and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. But now Whoa. I like cannot do it.
Oh, really?
Because it became like part of my brand and job. And then once something becomes yeah, part not- of my job,
oh
I lose
my God.
All interest to the point of like looking at knitting needles makes me feel sick.
Whoa. Oh my God.
Yeah. Doesn't that suck?
The
when
chicken
that
was the last thing I knit.
Holy
Whoa,
shit.
Whoa, you knit it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, I did actually, you did say that.
Impressive.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Easier than you would think. Yeah. But. Okay.
I'm trying to get into a craft. I'm going to have a hobby soon, guys.
I want to do a craft.
By the time I'm 30, for sure.
For sure. You need one.
I've been doing adult coloring books recently.
What? That
what
sounds so fun.
Which is like so therapeutic.
And are we talking colored pencils?
I've been mixing and matching mediums.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So I'm doing colored pencils and markers in the same drawing. It's
oh
like
my
red.
God. It's crazy because had you done that in school, you would have been scolded.
Yeah,
scolded.
You would have been.
And now Stole as an it. Adult, I mean, look at us. We're celebrating.
Yeah. We're celebrating.
It is
that.
Incredible.
That's so fun.
I've been reverting like to infancy.
That's fine. Damn. We were just talking
coloring
about this.
Coloring stuffed animals.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I do think it's completely fine.
Yeah.
I would prefer you. I think it's better to do that than to do other things where it's like, you're being violent or something.
Yeah,
you know
oh, totally.
I mean?
Definitely better than violence.
It's
yeah.
better than harming someone
yeah.
else. You know
when
what
you
mean?
Were doing a lot of crime, I was really concerned.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad that you found a new outlet.
This has healed me completely.
100%.
I mean, you were shoplifting.
I was shoplifting.
Just one sticker.
Shoplifting, crack, etc. Yeah. Like, yeah. No, it wasn't looking good.
Did you shoplift at all? I can't remember.
Yeah, okay. I did.
Bad boy.
I know. But you know what? I was younger.
Okay.
But also, well.
It's a rite yeah. of passage.
I told you, I stole like a shit ton of stuff from American Apparel.
Oh, right. But that's actually okay to me for some reason. Because
I
it's American
totally
Apparel.
Agree.
Yeah.
Like if it's like a corporation.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I know what a corporation is, but I know I've said it 15
oh,
times
not
in this
no,
podcast.
No. It's the kind of thing when you know it when you see
you
it.
You know when you see it. And I know, what was it? Aeropostale? American Apparel?
American yeah, American Apparel.
I know American Apparel is a corporation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're dead now.
They're dead.
But back then,
probably because of
me, yeah.
Yeah.
But that feels fine to me.
Right.
They
me too.
Were like, I think they were kind of like open to it because they didn't have like security, like the little,
Yes, there was no beepers.
No beepers, whatever those things are. And they were kind of, the guy who like ran American Apparel was like, I don't care if people steal from me.
Really?
Wow.
Maybe he should have cared.
Maybe he should have cared a little bit.
Because now
Aren't
they're
they
out
bankrupt?
Of business. Yeah.
Yeah. They're, mm-hmm. they're toast.
Mm-hmm. I remember when friends of mine would shoplift, I would be nervous that like somehow something would end up in my bag and I'd go through the thing and it would beep and then I'd get arrested and my family
yes.
mm-hmm. would forfeit me.
My ex got arrested once in front of me for shoplifting while I was with him. And it's almost like more humiliating to be with someone while they're getting like arrested for shoplifting than it is to be arrested for shoplifting. Because I remember just standing there being like,
did you know he was shoplifting?
Yeah.
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 But they couldn't prove that you were complicit.
No.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if I had shoplifted instead of him, I would have gotten away with it. He was being really bad about
really?
It.
Wow.
By the way, we were like 19 years old at the time. But like he was doing it in such a way where I was like, oh my God, you are doing this so bad. And then of course he gets caught.
Yeah.
Joe, you got the ick.
I got literally, yeah. It didn't last long after that.
Wow.
Wait, crazy. I'm so sorry that's still on your personal record and that's why you can't apply for politics or drive.
Yeah, he was there when someone was shoplifting, yeah. No, it's...
Ugh. Okay, well, we're at the end of our episode.
You guys.
Do you have anything left to say about stuffed animals? Anything you want to shout out?
I guess not really. I do think that some of mine are probably alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a belief I've always held.
Right.
So I look forward to finding their truth one day.
I have actually one question I thought of that I have to ask.
Yeah.
If you get told hodgepodge is like, what is the amount that hodgepodge would be worth for you to sell him willingly?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so glad you're asking.
And I want
this.
You to give like a, you can give an extremely specific dollar amount.
Yeah.
Like I literally don't think I would.
For a billion dollars,
I don't think I would.
Okay, come on.
$1 billion?
I genuinely?
You're lying.
10 million untaxed. It goes completely. It just goes cash. right into your bank account.
Be real.
Be serious for fucking once.
Well, I like, I have no concept of money.
Totally.
Which is like horrible.
Yeah, but the second you see those 7, 8 zeros.
So it's like, I don't even think I would know what to do with it or do anything with it. I would just sit there.
Oh my God.
I think my quality of life would go down without hodgepodge.
Whoa.
They do say that money doesn't buy you happy.
But I guess for $1 billion, like I would feel guilty. I could like save the world.
You could save the world. I mean, you'd do
so much.
Would
I get visitation rights?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. No. It would have to be like no contact.
And
no
just
contact.
To make it worse, he'd be going to a really bad family.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Like they would clean him and shit like that.
I mean, like, if I did, like, my tattoo would become so much more meaningful, and I'd have this.
That's
like,
true.
You would just do copy paste.
I would literally
copy paste down the whole arm.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, I guess I would have to for $1 billion, but like,
okay,
I will never forget him.
So $1 billion,
and I'll carry him.
It's crazy. We have a lot of billionaires who listen. So I honestly wouldn't be surprised if you kind of get an inquiry.
You're gonna get a DM.
But you know what? Like, I bet, like, all Beanie Babies, and since he was a Beanie Baby, like, I bet he'd be worth. A lot.
You think
here's what
I
looked up.
Yeah, go
what
ahead.
Did you find?
Well, I did because I have a bunch of Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And we were all like, my mom would always be like, oh yeah, these are going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
These are going to be
still
really
say
expensive.
That.
Yeah.
And they're
oh, I believe that with
not
my whole heart. You're kidding.
Oh, they're not at all. The only ones that are worth anything, and by the way, when I say worth anything, I mean maybe $50 to $100.
No.
Maybe for the ones that are really rare. The ones that are really rare, they're like, maybe you could get like $1,000. But these are the ones that are like factory defects on like the most random ass, like ugly ass Beanie Babies that like no one even knows about. Like random, like first edition bunny, like
wow.
Beanie like that Princess Diana.
So it's like a conspiracy theory happening.
Yes.
The Princess Diana, is that the purple bear? Her.
Yes.
I thought she was going for $100,000.
No.
Wait.
No, everyone has a fucking Princess Diana Beanie
You're
Baby.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm. No way.
Yes.
Also, I did read that when the tag is off of a Beanie Baby, it literally drops 50%.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Oh, my God.
All they want also are, like, errors. Like, when there's, like, a factory
right.
error,
so that
they're,
it's
like,
one of one.
Which I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you're so lame for that.
Right.
What about my Princess Diana?
Yeah. You anyway. Have a Princess Diana?
Yes. Yeah.
Joe, we have to edit that out. You're going to get robbed.
You're going to get robbed.
It's at the end of the episode. We're like safe there.
Yeah, we're safe because actually people don't listen past 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I do.
There
oh,
we
good.
Go.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Would you sell your Princess Diana for $50?
No.
100?
Okay, how much are you selling it for?
$1 billion. No, I think honestly I would sell it for like $10,000.
Really?
That sounds
no,
lovely.
lower.
Taxed or untaxed?
Lower. I'm really thinking. Someone says
are
to me,
you attached to her at all?
No, but if I started living with her, maybe I would
right.
be.
Right.
Because she's like in a box full of other ones. Like, but the thing I will say about that one, I know we're kind of like at the end of time,
it's
but like
okay.
the color of that one.
Stunning.
I mean, if
Rich.
Princess Diana knew
oh.
that we had this Beanie Baby in her honor, I bet that she would
be alive.
She's
she
smiling.
Would survive. She yeah. would survive that car crash.
It's such a, I mean, that's a royal purple.
It's
huh?
a royal
yeah,
purple.
Yeah, her legacy lives on.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, everyone, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Follow Brooke on Instagram.
Sure.
TikTok. Twitter.
If you like want to, there's nothing going on there. But
right.
Free,
there's
I'm
no gun to that guy's head.
Yeah, go for it.
What's your handle?
On Instagram, it's just Brooke Averick.
Okay.
And then TikTok is Lady Efron.
Fabulous.
Of course.
Of course.
And then I don't know what Twitter is, but I hope that you find it.
Awesome.
And
we
can connect.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Feel okay, free
cool.
to spam.
Guys.
Thank you guys
Bye,
so much
guys.
For having me.
We'll keep recording on the Patreon, so find us there. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.